When are you going to say to the Lord of Chaos, okay, let me take the one step and then take your giant spiritual step upon creation? This is tape two, side one of our class on energy centers. These are centers of energy for each one of the dimensions of consciousness. How many chakras do you have open and balanced? You know, in a relationship, a marriage is blending these chakras. Are you physical compatible? Are you emotionally compatible? Are you mentally compatible? Psychically, creatively, individually, universally, cosmically, Christ, Spirit, and God consciousness as all your center, all spinning in unison? That's what marriage is. That's what emerging is. We have hypocrites in this world. They're not married. Gee, they're always putting their will over on each other. They're always emoting all over each other. They're always physically beating up on each other and pushing each other around. They're always psychically battling each other, creatively battling each other. When are we going to learn to become at one? You can read somebody in truth and clarity unless all your centers are open and balanced and not putting something on the other individual. When they're open and receptive is when you read clearly. When they're open and receptive, when they're open and receptive, when they're taking in the vibrations, it comes onto the nervous system, goes through the nervous system, and goes into the brain there to take on its electromagnetic energy to radiate out into the mind so that consciousness can perceive awareness. How long has it been since the centers have been open in your life, in all their aspects? How long since your attention, your energy, has been free to your soul? Your soul is free. Boy, if you don't do anything else in this course, just say, I null and void anything that is binding me. I null and void it now. You think you're going to lose your mind? You think you're going to lose your body or your emotions? You're going to lose the negative there. You're going to lose the things that bind you there. Yes. So what are you holding on to? How greedy, how much grasping are you doing? The problem in life is all this grasping. Holding on, grasping, grasping, holding on. Let it flow, let go and let it flow. Faith, faith. When are you going to exercise your faith to let go and let God? Let go and let God. Is it just a bunch of words or are you really going to do it? When are you going to let your beautiful power come forth as an individual seeing super consciously clear that your subconscious mind isn't running you anymore? When is your conscious mind going to be blended with the subconscious mind to reach this super conscious state of being, your fullness of individuality? Because as long as that sub, you only have a tenth of yourself. Because 9/10 of all the work is done by your subconscious mind. You don't walk consciously across the floor. Your consciousness can be off on doing something else as your legs and body is moving and its autonomic system has taken over. You don't concentrate on your breathing, your heartbeat, your digestive system, or even when you're eating anymore. It's all being done for you. Who are you? How long are you going to be in bondage to all of these things? That's what you have to ask. That's what you have to break free. To let the energy flow clear. Intensity. You're feeling it tonight. You're feeling this energy. I'm pouring out all over you. Boy, some of you have been going through all kinds of trips here as I watch your doors. Click, clang, boom, bang. Some of you want to jump up and run there one moment. You see. Saying, hey, wait a minute, what's he doing? Some of you closed off and went someplace else. Some of you started closing your minds off. Some started closing off your emotions. Some started closing off your hearts. Watch it. What are you protecting? Or are you going to let it flow? Or are you going to let it flow and glow? These centers glow in glowing discs of light when they are vibrating high. You are in light perception when you're up here in your superconscious awareness. You started to get there last night because your intellect didn't have anything to relate to. And if it did have a bunch of things to relate to, you didn't get there. It went off and on. Oh, well, it was there a little bit, now it's gone away because your mind stole it from you. Your feeling stole it from you. Steal your seeing, spiritual seeing is your right to see everything. It's your right to have full vision. It's your right, your heritage as a God experiencing, as the one God. That is a whole bunch of gods. There's only one experiencing. Is it flowing all the way through? Is it flowing all the way through? That's power. Every center open. That's power. That's healing power.
What are you doing when you're healing somebody? You're sending energy through that center. You're flushing it out. What are you sending through there?
The Holy Spirit of God, the clear water of life.
The crystal river, the crystal sea comes flowing through you, the Holy Spirit of God. How long has it been since you've been there praying and praising God and thanking God? Oh, thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you for this life, this body to experience here. How long has it been? Oh, my body, my emotions, my mind, greedily grasping the limitations of this little self, and finding your greater, unconditioned, boundless, infinite, eternal self that you truly are. That's energy, that's power, that's light flowing through you. When God flows through you as you, you must open and balance every center in consciousness. When you came to this body, when you came in this body, it took you up to a year to get into the body. You just touched upon it when you were in the womb. You didn't get all the way in. You couldn't talk. You couldn't work all these parts. You couldn't walk. You couldn't feed yourself. You couldn't close yourself. You couldn't wipe your hiney. You see? You had to learn to do that. You had to get control over that physical body. Look how you have expanded your emotions from 1 to 7. Look at all the emotional energy. There's where the why comes in. Why this? Why that? Why, what? Took you from 7 to 14 to get that balance of emotions. And I'll tell you, if you had a traumatic experience physically, if you had a traumatic experience emotionally during that time period, that's the basis of your problem now. Don't treat the symptom. Go back to the cause and release the cause. Don't treat the symptoms of what's going on now. Who did it to you? Who wrote on your page of life? Mom and Dad wrote on your page of life. Your brothers and sisters wrote on your page of life. Your relatives wrote on your page. Your friends around you, your teachers wrote on your page of life. Your employers wrote on your page of life. Who is controlling this life? Is all that controlling you? You, the free self? Or are you bound by those conditioned reactions? When are you going to break free? When are you going to divorce mom and dad and let mom and dad be mom and dad? Love mom and dad for giving you a vehicle to come through. When are you going to love them and respect them and give them freedom? And say, okay, maybe they were stinkers. Maybe they were rotten or something. Maybe they beat the hell out of you all the time. You see, maybe they were trying to beat the hell out of you. You see, and maybe beat the heaven into you. It's like the minister that beat his kid with a Bible, you know, and Christ is going to get you, kid. And the kid hated Bibles, you know. I wonder, you see, you're going to retaliate against that. But when are you going to leave it go so that you can be free? You can be free. When are you going to let these feelings, these thoughts, these actions go so you can be free? That's what we're saying. I don't want any dominion over you. You're to have that. That's your heritage of self-mastered. Self-mastered life. Are you controlling the earth and all that's on it, the sea and all that's in it, and the air and all that's in that, or is it controlling you? Are you drinking and the alcohol made out of corn controlling you? Is corn your controller? Is some weed your controller? What's controlling you? Is it some thought controlling you? Some feeling controlling you? When are you going to throw them off to be free? Wow. When I found that out, when this teacher taught me that, God, I spent the next years cleansing. It takes 7 years to get all new cells in this body. This body holds vibration in it. Every cell is holding vibration in it. How long, when are you going to start your 7-year cleanse? Or are you going to keep reproducing the same old vibes, the same old energy over and over again? When are you going to start your 7-year cleanse? Is today the first day of the rest of your life? Is this the first day now? That's the first day to freedom. This is the first day to power. This is the first day to your full conscious dominion. This is the first day of full conscious God realization coming to you. This is the, from this point on, let's go. When are you going to give up? Are you going to give up when something is a little hard? Don't you know you have more power than anything that's in the body and emotions or mind? Don't you know you're greater than all those things? And you have all these powers. There's nothing to go out and get. It's a gift. It's a gift. When you hit these vibrations, the gift is there. Boy, the clairvoyance, boom, and come right on. All of a sudden you died when you're free from your mind, emotions, and body. There were moments last night when you were free in the exercises. There were moments when you were free. How much more color awareness do you have today? Did you see the auras around the lights as you went home last night? You see all the auras around all the lights as you're going down the street? Did you start noticing more light and energy? Has your day been different? Yes, it has. You haven't been the same since you started this flash. You never will be the same. You're never going back to that self. You'll never be that self again. You'll never be what you were a moment ago, even if you didn't come to this class. But you're always, this body's always changing. And if you're identified with it, you're always changing. But when you realize the true self that never changes, the self that never changes, the pure self that never changes, the God self never changes, the same yesterday, today, and always, that is you. You. There's even mantras where the people sit around and go, you. What are they doing that for? Why are they running that particular tone through their consciousness? Why does it run anybody tuning through? It's a vibration, it's an energy. Are you chanting the name of God that you understand? That you have a personal connection with? Are you doing that? That you have a personal connection with? That your mind knows, your emotions accept, your body lacked out? You see? What are you knowing in your heart? Are you good to yourself? Bad to yourself? Positive or negative? You know, these chakras have positive and negative. They have creative and destructive forces. They, I should say it this way, assemble and disassemble. Because you can't destroy a thing. You can't change a thing. Everything will always go back to its basic substance. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, spirit to spirit. It always goes back to its light kind. So give it back to the universe. What are you grasping onto it for? Whatever's holding you up in any one of these centers, let go and let God. See, give it back. Say, okay, take this, God, fine. Feel the release. Think the release. Know the release. Get the idea of the release. See the release. Be the release. Every level. Take the action, the desire, the will, the knowledge, the idea, the insights to it. Start ascending each time. When you find yourself in a situation, say, okay, which one of these chakras am I coming from? Which center am I coming from? What level of energy? And if it's not the level you want to agree with, stop for a moment and lift yourself. Don't go on giving life to that. Giving your life. Giving your life to it. Because that's what you're doing. You're giving your life to it. When's your life going to be free? Are you giving it to somebody else to control? Or are you self-realized? Self-conscious being? Are you God in action? Spirit in action? Because God can do anything. Can you do anything? Oh no, I'm limited physically, I'm limited emotionally, I'm limited mentally, I'm limited. Are you, or are you boundless, limitless? Are you bound by some law here? Intellect binds you in laws. What laws? Are you bound by earth laws or spiritual laws? Psychic laws, creative laws? What law? You know what the law is? How it works. That's the wisdom. The law just tells you how it works. But you're free. You can work with it or not. Why do you have to say, okay, and go get some grapes, we'll stamp them out, make some wine? Where do you build the law that transcends and turns the water into wine? You see, when are you ready to take on that kind of consciousness? Oh, I don't want to break the law! You're not breaking it, transcend it. You've got parental law. Are you still under parental law? Are you still under social law, man's law? Are you under nature's law? Are you under God's law? What law are you operating under? What wisdom? What working out of spirit are you working? Experiencing? You have a choice. A free will choice. a free will choice.
Boy, you feel this energy, you're going to be really walked tonight.
Have you been up before? This gives you life more fun. And as we get up in the chakras, we need less and less sleep. Less and less sleep. 10 to 12 hours in the base center. 8 to 10 hours in the emotional center. You want to know what center you're in? Just from how long you're sleeping. 6 to 8 hours in the intellect. 3 to 5 hours in the psychic forces. You notice when you meditate, you're in a psychic force, you don't sleep as much. 5 hours you're up. 4 hours you're up. 3 hours you're up. 3 intervals, 2 to 4 hours. See how simple it is? Yeah. You have to stay out that long. You have to go unconscious that long. You have to go unconscious and just go back to, what are you going back to? Nothing. Because wherever you're paying attention, that's where you're going. Where's the monopoly of your attention? Is it conscious or unconscious? Is it conscious or unconscious? Where are you paying attention? Oh, we're moving this group fast. It's probably asked for it, you wouldn't get it. I'm only a channel here. I was going to teach about chakras tonight. All this came through. You can tell you, you've said anything by a series before. You've said anything by a series before. You ever hear this? Hey, here it comes. You got it. Because I'm a channel. I don't just follow a subject. I got an outline. And it comes for the group. You've been praying. You've been asking for the power. You've been saying, what is holding me up? What can free me? How can I do these magical things, these mystical things, these powerful things? Haven't you been praying? Haven't you been asking for it? Well, here it is. Take it. It's yours. Are you ready to accept it when you pray? Are you there praying with acceptance? Or are you saying, oh God, I want it, but I don't deserve it. I want it, but I know I can't have it. Is that your contradiction? Is that your prayer going nowhere? Just and you don't feel like you're going anyplace? Come on, take it. It's yours. This heritage of spiritual consciousness is you. Can you start changing the thought and think, I'm God in action. I'm God right here experiencing. Ah, I've been limited. Yes, I've been limited by these experiences. I consciousness, but I'm free now. God enlighten me. Boy, if you'd open up the whole thing right now, what would happen? Are you ready? Oh, wait a minute, I got something to do. I might lose some friends. I might not even be able to go to the same places anymore. I might not even be able to cuss anymore. I might not be able to spit or go to the bathroom. You see? Right? Look at all these silly things. You get on your knees and say, oh God, if they'd only do this, if they'd only do that, my husband would only do this, if my wife would only do that, that's what I wanted to do, my daughter do this, my son would do that. What are you going to do? Take out the log out of your eye before you work on the splinters in someone else. You see, take off the blinders so you can see the spirit flowing there. Do you see God in that person? Are you seeing God in each other? Oh, you can't see that unless it's in you. You can only see what's in you. That's all you're going to see. Whatever is stuck there, that's all you'll see. That's all you'll see. That's the only way you can see is what you got in you. You can't see something you're not aware of. You can't see something you're not conscious of. You're only going to have that awareness of what you have. Is this all you want? Is what you got right now? If the Lord walks in this room right now and says, okay, we're going, are you ready to go? If God says, okay, this is it, come on, let's go. Are you ready? I'm saying, yeah, let's go! One time there was this Sufi master, and he was explaining all about heaven and all the beautiful things there and everything. And he says, okay, who would like to go to heaven? And everybody's put their hand up at one fellow. So then he went through and he said, told all the horrible things about hell and everything. And he says, well, now who would like to go? Everybody's put up their hand at this one guy again. And he says, well, what about you? And he says, how come you know anything? He says, I thought you were going right now. I thought you were going now. You say, it's ready to go now. Are you ready to go now? Are you like the guy that's not going to put his hand up? You say, or you got something you got to do? See, God can work miracles through me. I know this. A woman today came. Listen to this. Right here in your own center. She came to me, and I think it was April or something.
She had three heart operations. Three heart operations. And they said she might have to have another one. She asked for healing. She says, one thing I want to tell you before the reading today. The doctor says my heart is healed. I don't have to have any more operations. I says, God did it. Praise God. God did it. Thank you, God, for working through this being here. And they went on and did the reading. And say, oh, what did I do? Oh, man, what you came to me? No, the ego didn't get a hold of it. Are you giving the credit for your talents, for your mind, for your body, your emotions to the giver, the creator, the one who gave it to you? Or are you stuck with it? Because you're not going to take it with you when you leave. Of all the wonders I've seen in the world, the one that gets me most is nobody thinks you're going to die. Oh, that's off someplace. Off someplace. I'm not going to die of this dimension now. I'm going to be here forever and ever. Give me immortality. You already got it, but you can't take the body with you. Why do you want to be stuck on a little ball named Earth here in this solar system when you have the whole of the universe, all of creation to experience? Why do you want to be Earthbound? Why do you want to be bound here, maybe just to San Jose area? Some people don't even want to go to Southern California. I don't want to go over there to Concord. No, sir. Not Oakland or San Francisco. Oh, I'll stay right here. I know little old ladies and little men don't even leave their rooms. They're bound in their room. I went to see a lady one time, and she,
wonder why I'm always like this.
I says, what happened to your voice?
I fell down the steps and fell out of my body one day.
I said, you did? And she says,
and I get this funny old voice ever since.
And I says, well, why don't you feel yourself all the way back in the body?
Well, I feel good this way.
I says, well, I asked her if she'd like to go out for a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, I never leave this room. I might fall down the steps. And I'd be back in my body.
He was serious. I says, well, how do you exist?
Oh, there's some real nice people. They come and they bring my food and they take care of my house and clean my clothes and everything. I stay right in here.
I says, how long have you been in this room?
I've been here about 12 years.
How long have you been trapped in that room? How long have you been trapped in that room? How long since you've been out? Did you know you could go out? I says, you know, come out with me.
Oh, no.
Come on. I says,
I'll be with you.
I'll protect you. I says, bring you. Just realize. I says, let's go over and take an elevator.
Elevator? What's that? An elevator in this building?
I says, yeah. They put it in there since she had been in her room. She didn't even know there was an elevator at the end of her hall. It was put on the outside of the building, but it was still there. You go on, there was the door, you got in. Lenora says, see, we don't have to get on the steps anymore. Get this elevator.
You sure it's not going to fall?
She was afraid it was going to fall down the elevator room. Took her out and had a cup of coffee. The people that cleaned her room came and they were horrified. She's out of her room! We went back and there was the police.
Where have you been? Oh, I went to have a cup of coffee with where the mask is.
Well, what'd you leave your room for? You've always been in your room. We've always taken care of you in your room. How long have you always been taking care of you in your room? How long are you going to get out in spirit? Well, you're all going out and fly tonight, huh?
Okay, you can.
When you were you. And not your body, not your emotions, not your mind, not what you know, not what you've created, not what you see, but what you be. Your being is free. And you can do this when your energy is free, when your consciousness is free. That is energy. Energy creates forces. Forces become power. When are you going to get your energies together till you get the forces
get the power you've been asking for, the power of God that can do anything, anytime, anywhere. Where's your limitations? You can see anything. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can be whatever you want to be. You can see what you want to see. You can do what you want to do. What is binding you? Let go and let God. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Do you have any questions?
Does the male, female, the one going to center, does that relate to the Kundalini Shakti? You talked about two sets.
No, Kundalini is the whole power. It's male, female, neutral. It's the whole thing. Shakti is cosmic or divine energies that don't have a limitation to the body but have consciousness and come in and adjust your energy flow. And in fact, when it is, you'll feel your body shake a little bit or rock a little bit, your head might wiggle, or you feel a quiver or what they call a kriya over your body, which is an adjustment of energy. It's releasing your energy. And so the Kundalini is actually all force, as I have been called, shishumna, positive, negative, neutral, male, female, neutral. The power in the middle is neutral. It's clear. It says it can move by the, in that consciousness. When you're there, it's always that consciousness. But you can move either way. You see, when you stay centered, centered. So you should center yourself. See, be neutral. I'm not male or female. I am. See, I am centered. You ever notice Buddhist and priest and they bring this up to center. Let them go. Center, that's it. Center in your heart. That's it, center.